thought for today. I find what I look for in life. I find what I look for in life. How many people can say, I find what I look for in life? Well, everybody. Because everybody finds exactly what they look for in life. Whatever things are important to us, that's what we find. If we want to be the President of the United States, we find that. If we want to be a father, we find that. If we want to be a mother, we find that. If we want to be a teacher, we find that. If we want to be a meditator, we find that. If we want to walk our spiritual path, we find that. If we want to be the master of all, we find that. I find what I look for in life. Now, many people go many years of their life not knowing what they're looking for. They're just going along, and doing the normal things like the Hindus. We have read that for the first 20 years they go to school, you know, and for the next 20 years they raise a family, and then for the next 20 years they walk their spiritual life. So that's the end of their life. And of course, that's not true, because many of them never live over 20 years or over 40 years. They never get to walking their spiritual path. It would seem to me that if we had the choice of reaching up on the wall for three keys, one key is an education, another key is having a family, another key is our spiritual life, we would take the spiritual life first. Because with the spiritual life, our family and our education are a joy. But you say, well, with the spiritual life, you don't need a family and you don't need you don't need a spiritual life either. You don't need a spiritual life either. You don't need a spiritual life either. Because you are all. You see, we come into this experience to remember who we are. We come here not to develop ourselves, not to improve ourselves, not to show the world how magnificently we're tuned into our divine perspective, but just to be ourselves and have fun. Now, some people like to play Lord over other beings. They like to play God over other humanity, either as presidents, or as administrators, or as employers, or as prisoners, that is, wardens in prisons and things like that. They like to play God over others. And that's fine. That's fine if this is something that gives you a thrill. But you see, the only reason these things give you a thrill is because you have not become master of yourself. When you are master of yourself, you have absolutely no interest in being a master of somebody else. When you are in charge of your life, in charge of your world, and having fun and being yourself, you have no interest in going out and running the world of another. You see, we don't say, there's peace on earth and you better get your act together and get peace on earth. We don't say that. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? We say, now there is peace on earth, quietly, gently, and it began with me. I am peaceful, so therefore there is peace on earth. I am peaceful, so therefore there is peace on earth. It sounds terrible, doesn't it? It sounds terribly irresponsible, not taking a gun and going out and stopping the war, shooting people, killing people, stopping the war. Stopping fighting, stopping anger, stopping. What would Jesus say? He'd say, let's go start loving, start being joyous, start being whole, start walking our spiritual path, start being fantastic. Not stop anything. Because when we're doing the start of the beautiful things in our life, there's nothing to stop. We're not concentrating on those things that we want to stop. So, if we have the choice of these three keys hanging on the wall, And we want to take one of the keys because we want to get going. And we see the keys listed 1, 2, 3. And you should take them in the order that they are there. First is education. Second is family. And third is to walk your spiritual path. Now, who has made this routine? Who has set this up? Well, the Hindus set this up. And Jesus set this up. Jesus set this up? Yeah, sure he did. Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He never said, stay, well, we must become as little children to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he didn't say we should. I guess he did, didn't he? He's sort of reminding us that we should be as little children. And the first step that we should do is to enter the kingdom of heaven, because as little children, we are innocent. As little children, we are not filled with the woes and the worries of the world. We're not filled with the tribulations and the tragedies of the world. We're filled with an innocence. We don't care about the world. We only care about ourselves. Children are very self-centered, and how wonderful. Children only think of themselves. And this is what Jesus taught us to do. It's done unto us according to our belief about ourselves. Now, we say, well, why do we want to grow up? Well, Peter Pan had that same problem. He said, I don't want to grow up. And that's fine. Who wants to grow up? Being a child, well, hey, look what adults can do. Adults can drive fast cars and fly airplanes, and adults can build buildings. Children do it all the time. Children take their Lego blocks and they build everything under the sun. They build airplanes. And they take their, and they have as much fun with their little play airplanes as humans, as adults do, with their real airplanes. Perhaps even more. Because the children will crunch and it'll all fall apart. And then they say, let's build it differently. Let's do it. You see, they're not worried that the people inside the plane are being killed, because they don't have people inside the plane. It's their plane. It's their world. And when they take their little car and crash it into a wall, nobody's hurt. They put the car back together, or they make something different. You see, life is to be lived as a joyous, fun-filled thing, and there are no responsibilities. You say, well, Herb, you're always teaching us the responsibility. Yes, the responsibility of determining who you are. And if you are being yourself and having fun, then who is that? That's a mighty nice person, isn't it? So, that's a mighty wonderful experience, isn't it? Who are you? Be yourself and have fun. Now, who is this self of yourself that you want to be? What is it that we want to be? I find what I look for in life. What is it that we're looking for in life? Oh, I want to have the perfect mate. I want to have the perfect house. I want to have the perfect children. I want to have the perfect mother and father. I want to have the perfect husband or wife. I want to have this. I want to have that. I want to have the perfect job. What an endless plethora of wants, right? And they'll never be fulfilled. When we want to be ourselves and have fun, whatever we do will be perfect. Whatever we do will be a lot of fun. So if we say, I'm being myself and having fun, if we say, I'm doing those things that make me happy, when we say, I like me, then if we have a friend, he's got to be a perfect friend, or she's got to be a perfect friend. If we have children, they've got to be the greatest, you know. They're spiritual masters because we have taught them, right? See, so this is a simple thing, wonderful, simple thing, but I find what I look for in life. What am I looking for? Am I looking for a man, a woman, a house, a job, a spiritual awareness? You'll find it. if that truly is what you're looking for. Whatever you're one-pointed on, you'll find. It will not necessarily make you happy, but you'll find it. Now, the reason it won't make you happy is because you're going to need something else. That's just going to be one of many things. But if you look for being yourself and having fun, then you will be happy in anything you do, no matter what it is, no matter where you are, no matter who you are. You'll be happy being yourself. And that's a rather nice thing. Are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready to be yourself and have fun? Are you ready not to chase rainbows, but to be the rainbow? Are you ready not to chase the laughter or the dance music? You hear the dance music, you go in where the dancing. But to be the dance music, to be the laughter, to be the joy, to be the harmony, to be the all. This is what we teach here in this monastery. This is what I share with all of you. Be yourself and have fun. That's our primary rule here. Be yourself and have fun. And if you don't want to be yourself and have fun, and you want to complain about yourself or complain about you haven't got this or you haven't got that, I have no interest in that. But if you are being yourself and having fun, that I have all the interest in. And you said, I think I'm going to do this. It'd be fun. It's being myself. Go for it. I think I'm going to do that. It's being myself. Go for it. Now, why do we have the rules at the monastery? Again, we repeat this often. The rules are teaching us to be ourselves and having fun. The rules are teaching ourselves to be self-disciplined. The rules are teaching ourselves to be untouched. The rules are teaching ourselves to be all of our little eight terms, wonderful as they are. The rules are teaching ourselves to be unconditionally loving of ourselves. Now, how many of you have looked at that sign on the dining room wall that said unconditional love and you thought it meant unconditional love of your world? You are unconditionally loving of the people in your world. You're unconditionally loving of the circumstances in your world. That's wrong. You're unconditionally loving of yourself. When you're unconditionally loving of yourself, then that's the way you are of your creation. And all the world about us is our creation. So we want to put our act together. And we want to have a lot of fun. And we want to do those things that are going to benefit us. And we want to live a long, beautiful, eternal life in our eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. Because that's what it's all about. Now, are you ready for that? I think I am. So, thought for today, I find what I look for in life. And what I look for is to be myself and have fun. I find what I look for in life. And what I look for in life is to be the child, the innocent child that delights in everything without any comparison, without any judgment, without any expectation. I, right now, am the fireman. I, right now, am whatever I choose to be. And then 2 seconds later, I'm something different. And that's perfectly okay. I find what I look for in life because I look inside of me. I love you.